Saanich police removed 92 impaired drivers from the roads over July and August, underscoring the ongoing risks of drinking or using drugs behind the wheel. Of those 92 drivers, 46 received a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition, IRP, after either failing an approved screening device or refusing to provide a breath sample. In total, 72 IRPs were issued, ranging from 3 days to 90 days, and the vehicles of those drivers were impounded for periods between 3 and 30 days. Most stops occurred during the late evening, with 59 drivers pulled over between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. 20 received 24-hour license suspensions. 7 of those who received a 90-day IRP held a Class 7 license, 6 were impaired by drugs, and 2 drivers were involved in single-vehicle collisions that caused minor injuries. Getting behind the wheel of a vehicle while impaired by alcohol or drugs endangers everyone in our community, including the person driving, said Deputy Chief Paul Douglas. While we have seen a decrease in the total number of impaired drivers this year, the number of drivers failing a screening device or refusing to provide a breath sample remains high. Douglas emphasized that impaired driving is a selfish act. A single impaired driver is one too many. There is no excuse for driving impaired, and our department will continue to deploy resources to stop this behavior, he said. Drivers caught impaired face serious consequences. Under Section 215 of the Motor Vehicle Act, officers can suspend a driver's license for 24 hours if they believe the person is impaired. Under IRP rules, penalties vary based on past offenses and test results, ranging from 3-day warnings to 90-day prohibitions, with vehicles impounded for up to 30 days. Drivers who lose their license under Section 215 can reclaim it from the police department, while those affected by an IRP must apply for a new license through ICBC. Saanich police say these statistics serve as a reminder that impaired driving remains a serious threat on local streets, and officers will continue to focus on keeping the community safe.